This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's new three-day waiting period for gun purchases will stay in effect for now. CPR's Megan Verlee reports a federal judge has declined to block the policy while a lawsuit against it moves forward.
Gun rights advocates filed their suit within hours of the law taking effect on October 1st. They asked the judge to issue a temporary injunction, arguing the waiting period infringes on Second Amendment rights and leaves those who need a gun for immediate self-defense in danger during the 72-hour delay. However, backers of the new waiting period argue it provides a cooling-off opportunity for buyers seeking a gun for suicide or out of anger. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Superstore in 2021 has a court appearance today. Prosecutors will argue that there is enough evidence to charge him in those killings. The 24-year-old man has been living at the state's mental health hospital, where he was forcibly medicated and after more than a year found mentally competent to stand trial. The U.S. House could take up a temporary government funding measure today. The bill would fund government at current levels, but it would have two different expiration dates. Republicans say it's an effort to avoid the possibility of a full government spending bill right before the Christmas holidays. Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette says she likes that it's a clean funding bill.
But that doesn't answer the question, why are they doing it in two pieces?
Democrats have not slammed the door on the idea, though. Their votes will be necessary as a number of hardline conservatives have come out against the bill because it doesn't have any spending cuts. Government funding runs out at the end of the week. This is CPR News.